Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. That is right. DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, and you get to do this all from the comfort and safety of home. It's incredible. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get to choose from slots and blackjack and roulette and a whole bunch of other games. It's fantastic. You got to try it. Here's how you do it. You go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, and you use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. You get to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. For details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, and I have as my partner today my loved one, Dustin Hawkinsmith. How you doing, Dustin?
Lot happening behind the scenes to set that up, but I and the record will never clearly show. I was saying I love you to somebody. It was either Jim or my wife, and maybe it was both. Who knows?
I just assumed it was me, but I can be wrong. Okay. All right. Let's move on, Dustin, from that. We started our series in segment two, in quarter number two, about we go through the whole roster, look at each player individually, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on this before. People telling me they really love the fact that we get a chance to talk about some of the players that don't get talked about very often. So they find it very interesting. And we covered three players in our first segment on this. And now this segment, we've got three really interesting players to talk about. The first one is linebacker Ellis Brooks. He's listed as the starter at middle linebacker right now on the spring depth chart. He was a four-star recruit out of Virginia. And like I said, he's listed as a starter. Pretty good recruit that we looked at coming into play, and now he's got a starting role.
It would appear that way, and I don't know if when you knew that Jan Johnson was moving on, I don't know that I would have automatically penciled in Ellis Brooks for that. He makes the most sense. We've seen him do some really good things in the snaps that he has played thus far. I think he looks to me like a player who maturity and getting stronger, all that stuff seems to suit him very, very well. I think he's going to be an excellent starter in the middle. And you and I have had this discussion before in the past, Jim, where Penn State has made it work with former walk-ons and those types of players. Ellis Brooks is a high pedigree, you know, a true middle linebacker type that will kind of take this position over. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where does Jesse Lucchetta fit into there? Will he be cycling in? Will there be a more kind of down the middle share of snaps? So there's still some things that we need to learn, but I think Ellis Brooks should be a trusted guy. A couple weeks ago, I think we talked about as part of our recruiting series that we're doing, the magnitude of the recruiting win to get Ellis Brooks on campus in the first place. You know, looking back to what the 2017 class, Penn State was really leaking oil at the linebacker position. They couldn't get to the finish line with linebackers, and they lost another one in Dylan Rivers, who flipped to Virginia Tech. And then it came along in January, where the pursuit of Ellis Brooks goes really from zero to 100 really quick. And they end up getting not only a replacement for Dylan Rivers, but a better player than him. And now look what they've done at the linebacker position really ever since then. Linebacker recruiting I don't know if you can say at Penn State it's never been better, but it's hard to, you know, when it comes to just the recruiting component of it, the number of five stars they're bringing in, they've done outstanding at the linebacker position. And Ellis Brooks was kind of at the root of that effort. And you're going to start to see him on the field as well. I think he's going to be a really good player this fall.
And I think he gets forgotten a little bit because you have some of these really dominant and dynamic type players, you know, like Micah Parsons, that's who fans talk about. That's who we gravitate towards. But at middle linebacker, as you mentioned, I mean, we've had walk-ons there. It's not been a position where the player's been dynamic, but he's got, as the middle linebacker, other responsibilities. And what they seem to look for is that solid player. And Ellis Brooks fits that mold along with an excellent pedigree, as you said. So I think he's going to be doing a really good job. And as you said, though, there's still some depth there at middle linebacker. We might see some Jesse Luketa also. So that's another position where they seem to be in pretty good shape.
Let me add this, by the way. Go ahead. Just in terms of Penn State's recruiting middle, like true middle linebackers who are, you know, Ellis Brooks is 6'1", 236 pounds. He moves really well for that, but I don't think you'd really call him in this day of college football a three down linebacker. But my point to that would be, what kind of linebacker is a three down linebacker? It's almost always, no matter who your inside guy is, whenever you get into obvious passing downs, you're probably going to still bring another defensive back on the field. That's just where we're at. So in terms of, you know, looking for three down linebackers, quote unquote, you're really just not going to find many who can hold up and be a better option than bringing on another, you know, another safety type in that situation. So, you know, Ellis Brooks moves fine. If he's a two down linebacker, then so be it. You are probably going to bring on a defensive back anyway in those sub packages.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That is what the position calls for these days. So, you know, I'm not going to call that a part-time player. That's a full-time starter. All right. Next up, this one's a great one, Dustin. We move on to Journey Brown. And what a great story. In our two segments today, we're covering six players. Five of the six of them are four stars. Here's your argument for the three-star in development. Journey Brown, he came in as a three-star running back, listed as the number 919th prospect the year that he came in. And we're looking for absolute star status from this guy this coming year as he takes over the starting role, correct?
I don't think that's premature. I don't think that's unfair. I don't think that's putting too much on Journey Brown. You know, this time last year, obviously felt a little bit different because you had spring football, but during the spring last year, Journey Brown was the subject of a lot of hype. And frankly, you know, I'm on the record, I think several times, not fully buying into that. I thought that James Franklin and those guys have hyped up plenty of players who didn't end up being as good as they would say, but Journey Brown, as part of that deep running back room, he emerged midway through last year as the best option. Coming out of high school, physical tools weren't really a question. Production wasn't really a question. There were just some other questions about him, one of which was just being raw and needing to rebuild himself from a football technique standpoint. And that's taken a little bit of time, but that sprinter speed, you know, as Jaywon Sider pointed out this spring, is starting to really show because the game makes more and more sense for him. He's seeing things faster. You know, I think the Cotton Bowl set a new Penn State bowl record with over 200 yards against Memphis. But it wasn't just the production in that game. It was the way that production looked, you know, a few weeks of practice between the regular season finale and the bowl game. And you saw a guy come out who was just so hungry, Jim. Like that was a difference for me. And now this is a kid, Journey Brown, who averaged I think almost 120 yards per game in the second half of last season. You know, clearly the light bulb went on for him, but the Cotton Bowl was just different. You know, you saw that speed, but he combined that with that sort of physicality and borderline violent, ready to finish guys, throwing guys to the ground. You know, you put all those different components together, the speed, the play recognition, and that sort of won't be denied mentality, which I think is an underrated part of being a running back. And that kind of factors into his recruiting journey too, where he came from. He's going to, you know, I hate to use the cliche, but he's going to have that chip on his shoulder because nobody wanted him. Penn State did, and it's a real success story. I pointed it out in our recruiting series last week, just to say, you know, to Pennsylvania kids, we like you more than everybody else does. You're going to stay at home. You're going to thrive here. Journey Brown's a good example of that.
And all of that, everything you talked about, all you got to do to see witness to it is that one touchdown run where he broke, what, about five tackles. He wouldn't be denied. Fantastic. Looking forward to seeing him play this year. I'm also looking forward to seeing Noah Kane play. Noah Kane is next up in alphabetical order. Another running back. He came in as a four-star recruit, much different than Journey Brown. Four-star recruit out of Florida. For a while, until he got dinged up with, I think, an ankle injury, he looked like the lead guy there. He's going to be, you know, he's still going to get his carries along with Journey Brown, right, Dustin?
I think that's fair to say. You know, what I'm curious to see for Noah Kane going into his sophomore season is there room for his role to grow? You know, is he going to command more snaps? How is that going to work with Devin Ford behind him? We know what Noah Kane is, and we know that there's always value in that. But sandwiched between Journey Brown, who's the you know, kind of proven number one, and Devin Ford, who's got a different skill set, we'll see Noah Kane. My question is, you know, will in 2020, will we see more of him than we did when he was healthy last year? Or are we going to see him, you know, really kind of keep playing that milk the clock, tough yardage, always fall forward? I'm curious to see how his role evolves, in other words, but clearly a really good player, powerful runner, runs stronger than his frame suggests. You think he's a lot bigger than what he is, which his size falls right in line with the other guys. It's just the way that he runs and his ability to fall forward. In fourth quarters, when Penn State needs yardage, I think Noah Kane will be the guy once again.
I think so, too. What's going to be intriguing this year compared to last year? Last year, it was a specific guy would get that full series. You know, we would see Journey Brown for the entire series. My question is this year, are we going to see short yardage situation, third and one? Are we going to see Noah Kane come in? It'll be interesting to see how they use him. All right, and use all the running backs. That is it for quarter number three. Stick around. Quarter number four, we're going to finish up Dustin's series on the best recruits from the James Franklin era.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.